A barber shop, a diner, and an auto shop are among 13 small businesses in the Indian Orchard neighborhood of Springfield, Massachusetts, to receive some financial help this week to recover from the pandemic-induced shutdowns. They were selected for the $500 grants by the Indian Orchard Citizens Council. The funds came from Eastman Chemical. Applications are being taken for a second round of grants. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Citizens Council President Zeta Govan.
The money came from Eastman Foundation, which is the nonprofit of the Eastman Chemical, which is located here in Indian Orchard. They have been a great partner throughout the years with us, helping us, you know, accomplish different things like the food truck festival. And for the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic that we're currently in, the foundation had a $1 million that they wanted to distribute to different businesses across the country. And they decided to give the Indian Orchard Citizens Council $20,000 so that we could help out small businesses in the orchard.
And so obviously that money was greatly appreciated. A big company like Eastman helping out some small businesses in
absolutely, absolutely, yes.
So tell us about who got the awards. I looked through the list and it seems like a rather eclectic collection of small businesses.
Yes, it was a lot of different people. We got we had a daycare involved. Daycare got some funding. We had some restaurants, a barber shop, an auto repair shop. So we had a few recipients, 13 this round that we were able to, award $500 grants to. And they were very appreciative. They, they felt that this was going to help them at least to, you know, not have to close their doors necessarily and to hope, you know, to open up with complying with the recommendations and the guidelines that the state, you know, has for businesses to be open.
So are there restrictions on what they can use this money for?
Yes. So they can't use it for payroll, unfortunately. So what it is for them to be prepared to open and during the coronavirus pandemic, which, you know, could include hand sanitizer, could include them having to place plexiglass between their customers. Some people are using it, you know, to help them pay a little bit of back rent if they have back rent. And things like that. We did encourage them to apply for the payroll protection program with the Small Business Administration, and we sent them the link to that with the check that we mailed them.
And so the money's gone out in this first round, and you mentioned that you've got a second round
that
people can apply for now. What's the what are the particulars on that?
The same restrictions, the same grant is probably going to be going out. We wanted to make sure that we helped as many businesses as possible in Indian Orchard. We have over 300 businesses in Indian Orchard. And so far, the 13 applied for the first round and everyone got awarded. So far, I've received 8 applications for the second round.
What are the procedures if people want to apply, if a business wants to apply for a grant in the second round?
Yeah, so what they would need to do is complete the application. The applications are available online, and they're actually printed, I believe, in the Ludlow Register. And they can certainly call me, and I can mail them that a paper application. And they'll complete it and then fill it back out and send it back to us by the 3rd.
You mentioned there are 300 businesses in Indian Orchard. How, in general, have the businesses fared in the during the coronavirus pandemic and the shutdowns and restrictions that have followed?
Yeah, I know that they've really been struggling. Thankfully, not very many of them have closed down. There was a business that was supposed to be opening their doors actually in March, and then the shutdown happened, so they weren't able to open their doors. But thankfully, you know, we were able to help them, and they will be opening their doors in August. So I haven't heard of very many businesses that have had to close their doors in Indian Orchard, which I'm really glad about. And I'm just hoping that this, you know, small amount of money that we're able to give to them will be able to help them at least, you know, get through the initial stages of opening back up.